from WRLL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Monday, October 2nd. Coming up, we'll learn more about how some members of the LGBTQ community in Champaign-Urbana are trying to revive the community's lost queer spaces. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Decatur Public Schools is breaking ground on a new school building. IPM's Emily Hayes reports it will be named after one of Illinois' Tuskegee Airmen.
One, two, three.
Students from Decatur's American Dreamer STEM Academy helped break ground on their future school near Oak Grove Park. Seventh grader Mariah Bradford is excited for the new name, Ellsworth Dansby Junior Magnet School.
A lot of different stuff that he like represents at the school. It's like a different cultures and stuff, so I like how he represents that.
Dansby was one of the first black pilots in the U.S. Army. When he returned to Decatur after World War II, he worked in engineering and helped desegregate public schools. Dansby died in 1989. Construction on the new school will be done in a year and a half. I'm Emily Hayes, IPM News.
Large crowds gathered in downtown Urbana during CU's annual Pride Parade on Saturday. Illinois Student Newsroom's Piper Pasquarella has more on the Pride Fest hosted by Uniting Pride of Champaign County.
Valina Hedin is the president of Uniting Pride. They say Pride is an opportunity for members and allies of the LGBTQ+ community to learn and celebrate together.
Coming to Pride just reminds you, like, there are other people who are sharing that feeling and who love and want you to be safe and want you to experience that queer joy.
Though Pride Month is widely recognized in June, local community members and businesses celebrated LGBTQ+ Pride last week. Hedin says the organization holds the fest in the fall, so U of I students can attend. I'm Piper Pasquarella, Illinois Student Newsroom.
The Champaign County Community Coalition hosted the first Black Mental Health and Wellness Conference at Parkland College on Saturday. Illinois Student Newsroom's Stephanie Mosqueda has more on what attendees took away from the experience.
Avia Washington was one of the roughly 200 attendees at the event. She's an assistant teacher at a daycare and attended a workshop on how to have conversations about mental health with people of all ages. Washington says the workshop helped her understand her students' emotions and will make her a better instructor.
I think just having a better knowledge about how and why my kids react the way they do will help me just steward them better and learn like how to communicate with them better.
She says she hopes the conference will make the Black community in Champaign-Urbana stronger. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda, Illinois Student Newsroom.
The Fighting Illini football team lost to the Purdue Boilermakers Saturday night 44-19. IPM News reporter Colin Hyslope has more.
The Illini dropped to 0-2 in Big Ten conference play and 2-3 overall after the 25-point loss in West Lafayette. Illinois faced a 3-point deficit at halftime before surrendering 21 unanswered points in the third quarter. Head Illini football coach Brett Bielma spoke about the third quarter after the game.
Obviously embarrassing, however you want to say it, for me as a head coach, for you as a player, as a coach, that collapse in the second half just can't be tolerated. And this will happen in this league if you let somebody get those moments and those opportunities. So,
Illinois will play their next game at home on Friday, October 6th at 7 p.m. against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. I'm Colin Hyslope, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn more about how some members of the LGBTQ community in Champaign-Urbana are trying to revive the community's lost queer spaces. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Hundreds gathered this past weekend for the annual Champaign-Urbana Pride Fest, but as of now, there are no permanent physical spaces where members of the LGBTQ community can gather. IPM reporter Owen Henderson reports on what people say is missing and how some are trying to fix that.
For 21-year-old Arden Hatch, it wasn't easy finding the queer community in Champaign-Urbana when she moved here in 2020 and came out as trans.
I think that the community feels very disconnected.
She says a big part of why it took so long to connect with others in the LGBTQ community was the lack of specific spaces she could go to.
There's no place that we can go and just be ourselves with other people.
Eventually, she found Uniting Pride of Champaign County, which hosts various support groups and occasional events. But it wasn't everything she was hoping for.
Support groups are not enough to foster a unified sense of queer community in Champaign.
It could feel very isolating to maybe live in a town and know that there are other gay people there, but not know how to like get started and actually enter like the larger part of the community.
That's Jada Fulcher. She's editor-in-chief of the Lavender newsletter. She started it in 2022 as an homage to a 1970s lesbian publication from Champaign. It features a calendar of LGBTQ events, a spotlight for community members, and other queer news.
Filling a need was definitely something that was always on my mind with the Lavender, because I felt like there were queer spaces in town, but they were very fractured.
When people think of queer spaces, the first things that might come to mind are gay bars. Champaign-Urbana hasn't had an LGBTQ-specific bar since the Chester Street Bar closed in 2017 after the owner let it fall into disrepair. But not everyone is pinning their hopes on someone opening a new bar.
Just getting a queer bar, I don't think would meet the entire need for queer space and queer gathering.
As director of operations for Uniting Pride, Nicole Friedman says the desire for a dedicated queer space is something they hear a lot from the community. It's why the group, which is located in the University YMCA, is looking to the future.
It's a bit of a starry-eyed pipe dream at this moment, but we do have a dream for a standalone center.
Matthew Brown is dreaming of a new space, too.
We went from, like, 5 gay bars being open at once to 0 in a matter of years.
Brown is spearheading a group of local queer people who are trying to create a multi-purpose queer space in Champaign.
We were just sitting around one night after we'd been out at some of, like, the local bars in Champaign, and we were just talking about how much we missed C Street, and then we sat there and we were like, we should do something about that.
He says he's planning to open a space that can function as an all-ages cafe during the day with a secondary room that can be converted to a dance floor and bar in the evenings. However, until more of the business plans are finalized, he says that he and the others are keeping things like their future name and location under wraps, especially after a recent queer skate night was canceled when organizers were threatened. Still, he wants to help people feel the same way he did when he went into places like C Street.
One of the big things I personally miss is being able to just walk in, and it's like, it's kind of hard to describe. It's like walking in and then there's no more tension. It's kind of like a sigh of relief.
And if all goes well, the group hopes to be open for business next June, just in time for Pride Month. I'm Owen Henderson, IPM News.
According to research from Oberlin College, the United States has lost around half of its LGBTQ bars over the past 20 years. Tomorrow at 6:45 and 8:45 on Morning Edition, we'll relive the memories of C Street, the last gay bar in Champaign, through the words of one of its bartenders. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 88 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Piper Pascarella, Stephanie Mosqueda, Colin Highslope, and Owen Henderson. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.